Nadler, Trump's massive fraud on the American people likely impeachable offense. By Pam Key on December 9, 2018. Sunday on CNN's State of the Union, likely incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, said if President Donald Trump did direct his lawyer Michael Cohen to commit federal campaign finance felonies by paying off women Trump has extramarital relationships with, not only was it a massive fraud, but it is also likely an impeachable offense. Partial transcript as follows. Tapper, I want to read a key line from the Southern District of New York filing Friday. Quote, with respect to both payments, Cohen acted with the intent to influence the 2016 presidential election in particular, and as Cohen himself has now admitted, with respect to both payments, he acted in coordination with and at the direction of Individual One. Individual One, of course, is President Trump. So, that's crystal clear. Federal prosecutors are saying that the president ordered Michael Cohen to commit two federal campaign finance felonies. In your view, does that rise to the level of an impeachable offense? Nadler, I think what these indictments and filings show is that the president was at the center of a massive fraud. Several massive frauds against the American people. It's now our job, the job of the Justice Department, the special counsel and the Congress, to get to the bottom of this. To find out exactly what was going on, to find out the extent of the president's involvement, to find out basically what the president knew. When did he know it, so we can hold him accountable? Tapper, if it is proven that the president directed or coordinated with Cohen to commit these felonies, I understand it's been alleged but not yet proven. If proven, would they be impeachable offenses? Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.